One, two, three.
There we go.
The Jobs Corps Center will be a campus for high-tech and manufacturing training and for high school dropouts to get their GED. While the project has had broad bipartisan support and has been called a win-win for job seekers and employers, the effort to construct the center became controversial. Originally, the federal contract had a labor agreement which included things like prevailing wage requirements. It was backed by Senator Jean Shaheen and the AFL-CIO. But Senator Kelly Ayotte and the coalition of local non-union contractors won the dispute to remove the union requirements. Both senators spoke at the event, and Ayotte spoke proudly of Ekman Construction, a New Hampshire contractor, for winning the bid.
When you do remove onerous requirements from Washington, you can actually build projects like this for lower costs, and that's the lesson learned from this, and I hope people take that from this.
The effort to build the center began in 2001 when Shaheen was governor. The state will be the 49th to build a Jobs Corps center. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.